The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
All right, we have a competition. It is 9:45 here on RTE Radio 1. It's Rick O'Shea in for Ryan Tuberty. Ryan is back tomorrow. I remember the Phoenix for dancing, though. They had a great ballroom. Did some great dances there in the 60s, even on Christmas Day, says Teresa. Good morning to Vanessa.
Hi, Adrian.
How are you?
Well, I have to say, I was so thrilled when I put on the radio this morning and I heard you, because your voice is so soothing. And I probably sound so bad now.
I'm blushing even worse than I was when Audrey Carville said something nice about me. Thank you, Vanessa.
That's true.
And tell us where you are.
I'm in Castlebar and I'm surrounded by a kitchen full of dishes.
In which case, you're using me as an excuse not to do the dishes. That's okay.
Exactly.
Ignore them.
I so am. I had a busy weekend.
Right. Let's keep this as simple as we can, Vanessa. You need to pick a number between 1 and 10 to start.
7.
Okay. 7 is this one here. There we go. 3 questions. If you get them all right, I have something fantastic for you. Question 1. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was Mr. Scrooge's first name?
Oh, my God. Abba.
Kind of rhymes with geezer.
You just
said Ebenezer there, didn't you? That's right. That's fine. That's good. It's very, very, very nervy on national radio. How many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol? Are there 2 or 4? Two or four?
Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas
Present. Vanessa, I'm going to give you one more go. Are there 2 or 4?
Four is the right answer.
Well done. That's four. Very good. And finally, put a little love in your heart, taken from the film Scrooge. To have a listen to this. Name the female singer. If it helps, she used to be in Eurythmics.
Oh God, Annie Lennox.
Yeah, that's the right answer. There we go. You are going away with a pair of Sennheiser noise-cancelling earbuds worth €160, Vanessa. Congratulations.
Well done. Thanks a million.
Listen,
so much.
Good luck, Vanessa. Cheers.
Listen, it was lovely listening to you this morning.
And thanks a million. Fair play. This is our competition with Arnott's Department Store on Henry Street and arnotts.ie. Sean, you're up. You're number 2. How are you?
I am sucking Dave, as I say. Very good, thanks very much. Just putting up my Christmas tree this morning. So.
Oh, this morning. First thing on a Monday morning. That's not the easiest.
I'm off today, so I thought I'd do it. Get it up out of the way.
All right, Sean, 7 is gone. Pick a number between 1 and 10 that's not 7.
Number 2, please.
2 is over here. Right. Firstly, who would you find in Santa's workshop manufacturing toys for good children all over the world?
The Little Elves, I hope.
Little Elves is the right answer, that'll do. I'm going to play you something here. Elf is a 2003 American Christmas comedy film. Have a listen to this and name the star.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him.
Who's that, Sean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's terrible, sad. I can see his face.
He's been in loads of things, and his name is rhymes with Bill.
It's not Bill.
Said Will Ferrell there. Very good. Well done. Congratulations. The phone broke up. That was impressive. He's right in front of you. It's Christmas. You're not going away with nothing. Finally, Carol Abersold and her daughter Chanda Bell wrote this book about an elf. Can you name it? I'm going to give you a clue. There's a toy that you can move around the house that you might put on the... Where you put books. Where would you put books?
Shelf.
And if you had one of those little things that helps in Santa's workshop, what are they called?
Elf shelf.
Elf in the shelf. That'll do. That's it. Number 3. Well done. Fair play. You get.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Look, we can't send you away with nothing. You get a Kenwood K-Mix 750 worth €330 from Arnott's. Listen, congratulations.
Lovely. Sean, thank you very much.
Good luck. Cheers. Thanks for playing.